Welcome back, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Very thankful to have with me former U.S. Attorney James Santel. We have a volume of breaking news. As we speak, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that the Trump administration, in defiance of multiple court orders, potentially in defiance of the Supreme Court itself, had a plane take off this morning for South Sudan, a country where human rights abuses of the most horrific kind have been normal, on the brink of yet another civil war, that there is a plane in the air with 12 men who, by the Supreme Court's multiple orders, are entitled to due process. And that these men are on this airplane on the way to South Sudan in violation of, again, Supreme Court orders and district court orders, including a review by the First Circuit Court of Appeals. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a number of courts in a number of related cases and decisions, the Trump administration defying them. We may be approaching, if we have not already met the moment, where we have a true constitutional crisis. We're going to try to keep you updated as the news comes in. Here is what we're seeing in some of the court filings. That last night, one of the men's attorneys was notified, apparently by an email from the man's wife, to legal counsel begging for assistance, that the man had been provided a notice that he was about to be removed to South Sudan. He is a Burmese national, does not speak English well. He refused to sign the notice of his deportation, which was provided to him only in English. Again, it is not sufficient. The courts that have looked at this, it is not sufficient to simply hand a person a piece of paper and say, ooh, gee whiz, that's due process. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not due process. And apparently lawyers learning that this morning that man was placed on this flight along with 11 other men, including men from Vietnam, Laos, Myanmar, Mexico, and Bolivia, being sent to South Sudan, not their country of origin, not a country that is a safe place. That, again, according to legal filings that we're just seeing now, that plane took off this morning. The lawyers arguing that these emergency filings that they are filing this afternoon in the district court in the First Circuit should not be necessary, that the actions by the Trump administration are in direct defiance. I am reading from the email dated this morning. Excuse me, dated this morning at 11:52 a.m. from one of the deportees' wives to legal counsel. I believe my husband and at least 10 other individuals were sent to the Port Isabel Detention Center in Los Fresnos, Texas, were deported to South Africa or Sudan early this morning. Yesterday, ICE gathered them together and told them that they intended to send them to South Africa. Everyone refused to sign the document presented. Later, ICE came back and said that they were going to send them to Sudan instead. I checked the ICE detainee locator, and my husband and another person from his group are no longer in the system. I called my husband's ICE officer and was told that he's been, quote, booked out, but the officer didn't know where he was sent. The order of removal signed by a judge is to deport my husband back to his country of origin, Vietnam, not to a third country. So, not sure exactly what's going on here. She ends the email, please help. They cannot be allowed to do this. This is not the first and won't be the last. If they keep getting away with it, I'm begging for your assistance. Wow.
Wow, indeed. Courts clear, unequivocally. The United States Supreme Court says you can't do this. You can't simply hand somebody a piece of paper and turn it into a receipt, like goods received, and say, just sign this. It's got to provide them with the due process, explaining in their own language what's going on here, giving them an opportunity to defend themselves, to present evidence. Of course, none of that even close in this situation. And we wonder out loud, again, in the wake of what happened attempt to get some of the deportees to Libya recently, if this is somehow connected to that. But we do know, as you said, Maggie, we've got federal district court judges, appeals court judges. This one, his name is Brian Murphy. He is in Boston right there, and he is the one apparently is going to have a hearing scheduled long before this happened, as soon as tomorrow, on exactly what the government is doing to try to follow up on his clear directives about due process, notice before removing to a third country. If you were the attorney showing up tomorrow in front of that judge, explaining not only your client's complete failure to follow the unequivocally clear mandates of the court, you are in a whole lot of trouble. And then again, as you say, it's not insignificant to note we're sending them to South Sudan. We know a peace deal recently broke apart there. It collapsed. One of the worst situations, catastrophic civil war now, and we're sending people there of all places. Not that that makes the entire process legitimate, but it just adds more outrage, fuels this fire even more.
Well, there's a reason they would pick South Sudan, Jim, and it is to instill fear.
Absolutely.
All of this is a campaign of fear. This is to scare people into not vindicating their rights in court, into not seeking what is constitutionally guaranteed to all persons, not all citizens, and that is the right of due process. Speaking of these rights, we've got to take some of the sound of Secretary of Homeland Security, Ice Barbie, Kristi Noem, her complete lack of any working knowledge of basic constitutional procedures or terminology or the Constitution itself is simply unacceptable in a cabinet-level official, a Secretary of Homeland Security, whose job it is to know these things.
Yes.
Because your job is securing the
security,
homeland.
Security, safety, right? And again, you and I both say this all the time. You don't have to be a lawyer. We're not asking that everybody around the cabinet table be a lawyer. But you do have to assume, when you take these positions, some responsibility for understanding the basic rules and regulations and the basic human practices that go along with doing what your agency does. And she wasn't even close. She wasn't even close in her back and forth with some of the representatives there in the Congress. It is stunning. And again, it's simply this overt and unconditional statement that we can do it because we're in power. The president can do this.
Because we say we can. It's not just like a president. We can do this because we say we can. I want to be very clear about this breaking news involving these 12 men on a plane to South Sudan, including this gentleman that I've been describing. He is described in filings as NM by his initials. He was given a hearing with respect to removal to his country of origin. Once the decision or it is being considered to remove him to a third country, meaning not his country of origin, it actually requires another notice and additional process. Again, part of the reason for this is the very sheer intimidation factor that comes with saying to someone, say it's you, hey, we're just going to send you to, I don't know, Iran and drop you off. Good luck with that. That's the kind of fear and intimidation that we're talking about here. Again, before anyone is deported to a country that is not their country of origin, you have to have written notice. You have to give them an opportunity in a hearing to raise fear of return or being placed in that country. You have to reopen the case if necessary. Again, at least 15 days for that potential deportee to move to reopen their deportation order. This is what is required. Again, court after court, and including not just the district courts, but appeals courts and the Supreme Court. Let's listen to Secretary of Homeland Security Ice Barbie herself playing dress up on Capitol Hill without having even a rudimentary, are you as smart as a fifth grader, understanding of habeas corpus. Let's take, this is, again, this is Kristi Noem and Senator Maggie Hassan, Democrat of New Hampshire, today before the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs.
So, Secretary Noem, what is habeas corpus?
Well, habeas corpus is a constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country
That's incorrect. Habeas corpus is the legal principle that requires that the government provide a public reason for detaining and imprisoning people. If not for that protection, the government could simply arrest people, including American citizens, and hold them indefinitely for no reason. Habeas corpus is the foundational right that separates free societies like America from police states like North Korea. As a senator from the Live Free or Die state, this matters a lot to me and my constituents and to all Americans. So, Secretary Noem, do you support the core protection that habeas corpus provides, that the government must provide a public reason in order to detain and imprison someone?
Yeah, I support habeas corpus. I also recognize that the President of the United States has the authority under the Constitution to decide if it should be suspended or not.
It has never been done without approval of Congress. Even Abraham Lincoln got retroactive approval from Congress.
Stunning. A stunning exchange. We've got a little civics instruction there again to somebody who is responsible for this at the highest levels. If there is any listener who is not outraged by that, you need to get outraged. Absolutely. This is somebody who couldn't even define what habeas corpus is, and yet her administration is one that's, again, doesn't care about the definition. We simply have this authority to do it, and so we're getting rid of people. She doesn't know what she's doing at all.
She doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know what's coming out of her mouth.
Right, right.
Because she has lacks any true understanding of these concepts. I have said to law students I've taught, I've said to young lawyers I've mentored, if you cannot simply and in plain language explain something, you don't understand it. The Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security for the land of the free and the home of the brave doesn't understand bedrock principles that ensure our freedom and our liberties. It is shameful, and it got worse. She then was questioned by Senator Andy Kemp, Democrat of New Jersey, and can't even name what freaking section of the Constitution discusses habeas corpus. Mm. Let's take a listen to this. This is Cut 24.
That was raised earlier about habeas corpus. Can you confirm to us that you understand that any suspension of habeas corpus requires an act of Congress?
President Lincoln executed habeas corpus in the past with a retroactive action by Congress. I believe that any president that was able to do that in the past, it should be afforded to our current day president. This president has never said he's going to do this. He's never communicated to me or his administration that they're going to consider suspending habeas corpus, but I do think the Constitution allows them the right to consider it.
When we saw what happened with, how many times has habeas corpus been suspended in our country?
Once that I know of.
Four times.
For certain. I'm not
and
certain if
the,
those
but the,
were...
But the instance that you were referring to was one where the courts subsequently showed that Congress is the one that has the ability. Do you know what section of the Constitution the suspension clause of habeas corpus is in?
I do not. Nope.
Do you know which article it is in?
No, I do not, sir.
Okay, well, it is in Article 1. Do you know which branch of government Article 1 outlines the tasks and the responsibilities for?
Yes.
Which one?
Congress.